Blog Talk Radio.
Wow. Good morning, good morning, good morning. And welcome to another episode of The Love Journey. Yes, The Love Journey. I'm excited because today is Millionaire Mind Conversation at Cafe. You see, this is where we get to answer those questions about being an under-earner, self-sabotage. Do we underestimate our worth? Are we controlled by fear? Are we ready to go to the next level? A team that can't get there, come on. Are we living from paycheck to paycheck? Well, it's time for us to change our mindset, and that's what Millionaire Mind Conversation Cafe is about. It's the inner journey of love to change our dynamic conversation. All right, family, welcome to another episode. I am Janine Ann Ingram, and I promise you, you're going to love today's conversation in the book that we read with our beautiful co-host, my sister from another minister. You're going to testify today. I swear. Oh, I was just feeling the song. All right, we're going to play Diane Reeves and Testify. You tuned in to The Love Journey, and this is Diane Reeves. I just want to testify.
I think that there's a time in your life when you realize that whatever it is that is eating you, whatever it is that you're running from, whatever it is that you're afraid of, you just have to stop, take a deep breath, turn around, and face it. Face it. Stick your arms out as wide as you can and embrace it. Hold on real tight. You see, the tighter you hold on to it, the smaller it gets. And you just embrace it and embrace it until you find yourself embracing yourself. Then you can move on with peace of mind and all that stuff. Just leave it behind. Sometimes you won't understand why life is the way it is. Things don't always go the way you plan them. But I believe God and time are synonymous, and through time God reveals all things. You gotta be still, stand in love, and pay attention. I just wanna testify. I just gotta testify. I just wanna testify. Oh, I gotta testify. When I look back on my life, I go crazy when I think of the danger I put myself in. But amazing grace always carried me to safety, knowing that I go back to the same place again and again. Lord, no one could ever love me the way that you do. In spirit, mind, and body, I surrender myself daily to you. Oh, and I just want to testify. I got to testify. I just want to testify. Oh, amazing grace saved my life. So sweet the journey when you learn to love yourself. Accept yourself, forgive yourself, believe in yourself, be yourself, yeah. With amazing grace as your constant friend. Say, I am free of anger, I am free of fear, and my mind is at ease. I don't regret a single yesterday, because yesterday made me who I am today. Yeah, I just want to testify. My mind is strong. I just got to testify. I can see. I just want to testify. Amazing grace saved my life. I got to testify.
Johnny, and sometimes you just got to testify. That was Diane Reeves. I am Janine Ingram, and it's called Testify. We're going to play another song. Sometimes I feel like I just want God to rain on us, y'all. Come on, let's raise the vibratory energy on the call this morning. Let's call forth the blessings and let them rain down on us this morning. Joshua Rogers, as we get ready to tune in to another episode of The Millionaire Mind Conversation Cafe. Woo! Rain on us. Oh, holy shit.
Let your glory fill this place. Let your all-consuming fire fill this tabernacle. Purify our hearts. We need you to surround us in this place. Bring new life within us. Send a refreshing, Lord. Saturate our hearts. Surrender. Shower down.
Come on, God. Do your stuff. All right, you family, you tuned in to The Love Journey. I am Janine Ann Ingram. That was Joshua Rogers' Rain Down on Us. Rain on Us, family. All right, we're going to get ready in time within on this love journey as I am Janine Ann Ingram. And as we tune in to the one power, the one presence, the mighty I am that I am, known by many names, the great Spirit, and on this line we call it God. Yes, God. God, the good, the omnipotent, everywhere present, knowing that there is not a spot that our God is not. Family, we're going to talk about this breath until you get in your mind the power of breathing. There's power behind breathing. Family, it can alkalize and oxygenate the body. It can heal the body if you understand how to breathe properly. I want you to know sometimes we forget to breathe. And when we forget to breathe, we hold on to carbon dioxide in the body, and it lowers the oxygen in our body. And the body operates off oxygen. The mind, the brain operates off oxygen. It lowers the blood pressure. It can stop a heart attack. Come on, family. We got to learn how to breathe because it connects us to the spirit. Today, I want you to breathe in through your nose. Hold it to the point of vibration. Hold it to the count of eight. Release through the mouth and remember to breathe into the heart because it's the heart that has wisdom. Come on, family. We're going to breathe today, y'all. Be still and know that I am God. Breathe, family. Breathe in your nose right now. And release. Be still and know that I am that I am God. Breathe, family. And release. And last time, be still and know that I am that I am God. Breathe, family. And release. And as we begin to steal our mind, removing every human created thought, every human created ego, as we call forth the mighty I am presence, invoking and inviting the presence of our mighty I am consciousness, our holy Christ self, speaking to every cell in our body to remove any information and data that remembers anything but abundance. Come on, Holy Spirit. As we cleanse and renew our spirit this morning, as we renew our mind to remember abundance, because abundance is what we were birthed from. In this right now moment, as we cleanse our mind, cleanse our heart, as we cleanse every cell in our body to remember only abundance, and we remove anything in the cell pattern, in the information, in the data, in the memory of our cells, in the memory of our organs, in the memory of our body that remembers anything but perfection, wholeness, and complete. Anything that in our memory, in our data, in the pattern that does not remember abundance, we ask it to be removed right now, God, so that we can experience the sprout of your abundance right now, God, that it will be removed in our spirit right now, God, that it will be removed in our emotional body right now, God, that it will be cleansed in our heart right now, God, that it will be removed in our thoughts, in our mind, in our brain right now, God, any brain cells that remember any kinds of fear of money, we ask it to be released as we listen to Ayana Vincent and her prayer on forgiveness of money.
Day 10, a prayer of forgiveness. I forgive myself for judging my relationship with money. I now consciously and willingly call forth the Holy Spirit and the consciousness of the higher mind I am into every cell, every atom, every molecule, every tissue, every organ, every muscle, and every living system in my being, asking to have transformed every energy, every pattern, every belief, every program, every idea, every attitude, every perception, every expectation, every intention, and every behavior and motivation related to money, wealth, and abundance, bringing it into alignment with the perfect will of God. I now consciously and willingly call forth the Holy Spirit and the consciousness of the higher mind I am into every atom, every molecule, every cell, every tissue, every organ, every muscle, and every living system in my being, asking to have transformed every energy, every pattern, every belief, every program, every idea, every attitude, every perception, every expectation, every intention, and every behavior and motivation related to money, bringing it into alignment with the perfect peace of God. I now consciously and willingly call forth the Holy Spirit and the consciousness of the higher mind I am into every atom, every molecule, every cell, every tissue, every organ, every muscle, and every living system in my being, asking to have transformed every energy, every pattern, every belief, every program, every idea, every attitude, every perception, every expectation, every intention, and every behavior and motivation related to money, bringing it into perfect alignment with the perfect love of God. For this I am so grateful, and so it is. Today, I forgive myself for judging my relationship with money.
And as we stay in that mindset, I play this forgiveness meditation. I met with a millionaire the other night, and the first thing Johnny said to me is, forgive everything and money will flow. He said, forgive everything because nothing is happening to us. It is happening for us. Forgive everything and everything will be healed, and your money energy will even be healed. So in this right now moment, family, I want us to move into the energy of forgiveness as we hear this forgiveness meditation, calling forth our prosperity. Dr. Michael Beckwith says, speak to your money. Speak to prosperity if you want to bring it into your experience. If you want more abundance, if you want more money, speak to the money. Speak to the abundance. Speak to prosperity. Isn't that what we talk about on Millionaire Mind Conversation Cafe, family? Forgive everything. Let's do it, family.
Forgiveness Meditation. This meditation is offered to support you in creating the experience of forgiveness within your mind and body. Forgiveness is the ultimate act of love. It is the choice to give away the hurt, pain, and memories attached to an experience, incident, or upset. Forgiveness transcends the smallness of anger, judgment, and pain, allowing the mind and heart to rise into a place of higher consciousness and love. In order to receive the full benefit of this meditative experience, it is recommended that you listen during a time and in a place where you will not be disturbed for 5 to 7 minutes. See, feel, imagine, intended to be so, that you are sitting under a beam of golden light. That light comes from the heart or the mind of God, wherever that may be, and it shines down on you, covering you from the top of your head to the soles of your feet, throughout every aspect and fiber of your being. Golden light. Breathe the light in and release the light. Breathe the light in and release the light. And allow your heart to be filled with the following thought form. I forgive, I am forgiving, I am forgiven, I am forgivable. I forgive, I am forgiving, I am forgiven, I am forgivable. For every hurt or pain or upset I have ever experienced, I forgive. I am forgiving. I am forgiven. I am forgivable. For every abandonment, every rejection, every disappointment that I have ever experienced in my life, I forgive. I am forgiving. I am forgiven. I am forgivable. And breathe the light. And allow it to fill you from the soles of your feet to the crown of your head and down again from your crown to your soul, the golden light of forgiveness. I forgive. I am forgiving. I am forgiven. I am forgivable. Breathe the light and release. Knowing that the golden light of forgiveness is now integrated into every fiber of your being. And every hurt and every pain, every wound, every disappointment, rejection, judgment, belief, perception, that is anything but love, is now disintegrated in the golden light of forgiveness. As you know, affirm, believe, accept. I forgive. I am forgiving. I am forgiven. I am forgivable. And let it be. And so it is. And we take a long, deep inhale and a slow, complete exhale. A slow, complete inhale. And a slow, complete exhale. And wiggle your fingers and your toes and stretch your body allowing the energy of forgiveness to be fully integrated into every fiber of your being. And when you are ready, open your eyes. Focus your gaze upon one thing in the room. And take a long, deep inhale. And drop it with the sound. Bring your awareness back to this space, and this time, your body. Be renewed by the energy of forgiveness. As you move into your day, be sure to do something good for yourself. And be blessed.
Oh, wow. All right, you're tuned in to the Love Journey. And that was a forgiveness meditation. And as you come back in this room or this space that you're in, I want you to know in this right now moment that we're tuned in to another episode of Millionaire Mind Conversation Cafe. And what's so powerful about today is just meeting with another millionaire on Wednesday night. The one thing that he said, if you wasn't on before we started, he said, you got to forgive everything, heal everything. You got to heal everything in your heart. You got to forgive everything that's in your muscle fiber, in your cells, in the memory of everything, so that you can move yourself into a space to bring in your prosperity. He said, forgive everything. That was the first thing he said. Charles Fillmore said the same thing in the Prosperity book called Prosperity. In a chapter on indebtedness, he said, if you find yourself overflowing with bills and not enough money, forgive. He said, if you find yourself in disharmony and disease, he said, forgive. Family, this millionaire who was under 40 years old, now, that's really interesting for a millionaire I sat with who was under 40 years old said to me, the first step to building prosperity and the foundation of your prosperity is forgiveness. And so that's what I want you to think about as you move through this book today, as you hear our beautiful sister Chassie, forgiveness. We're going to call in Queen Mother, and then we're going to open up the floor for our sister to come in for another episode of Millionaire Mind Conversation Cafe. Good morning, Queen Mother.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Yes, yes. Cannot wait to hear that. Hey, that was a really bomb of a song, that testimony this morning. That's the first time I heard that. Oh, awesome. Good morning, love children. Good morning, precious children of the Most High Rocksteady God. This is Reverend Mama Joy coming to you this morning with readings from the Daily Inspiration for Better Living. And today's Friday, October 21st. And your piece of the rock this morning, blessed through Jesus, is pearls of wisdom. Pearls are small ocean gems made from a grain of sand, held together on a string, and valued and cherished. Pearls of wisdom refer to a collection of small precious words. That's what your pearls of wisdom are, and no one can take that away from you. Wisdom that comes from lessons in life, lessons in living. The pearls are passed on from one another, well, from one to another, to offer advice and provide insight. You can seek advice from others in your support network, and you should. And that's good. But true guidance, absolute true guidance, can only be accessed by turning within. Turning within and listening to the still, small voice. Universal wisdom is abundant, and it's available to all who choose to tap into the reservoirs of divine understanding. For every question, know this, blessed children, there is an answer, no exception. And every seeming challenge has a resolution. So when you're faced with any decisions, and you know we're faced with decisions daily, seek wise counsel and expect the perfect way to be revealed. Pray and expect your prayers to be answered. Expectations. And at the time, bless one. Surrender and know that you are being guided by divine wisdom. Pearls of wisdom. All is well. All is well. Scripture supporting it is Isaiah 11:2. It says, and the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding. Amen. Amen. Namaste. Adieu. Back to you, Lady Love.
All right. Thank you, Queen Mother. All right, you tuned in to the Love Journey. Yes, yes, yes. You tuned in to the Love Journey. I am Janine M. Ingram, and you are you ready for another episode of the Millionaire Conversation Cafe? All right, we're going to bring in our beautiful sister. Yes, yes. I love this girl. She shut him down every time. Chastity. Hey, girl. Good morning, good morning.
Good morning. How you doing this morning?
Good.
Yes. It's definitely good to hear. I'm like, I guess it's really time for daylight savings time. I just wanted to share that because I got the blinds and stuff open, and normally the sun, the peep open, or I'll go sit on the porch while I'm talking to y'all. It's so dark. I'm going to have to turn on the lights for real.
I know. I thought the same thing. I was sitting in the bed, and I got up later because it was so dark. I said, I'm just laying there busy,
exactly,
like playing in my mind. I look at the clock. It's 5:30.
I thought it was just me. I'm like, I keep looking around. I'm like, let me see. Okay. All right. Well, everybody on the call, I guess we rolling. So, anyway, so. So, yes, good morning, Love Journey. Happy Friday to everyone. Good morning to our Blog Talk family. My name is A. Wells. We are going over in Millionaire Mind Conversation Cafe, Overcoming Under-Earning, which is our five-step plan to a richer life by the wonderful Barbara Stanning. And this book has definitely been a great book that we have been going over for the last few months now. Definitely some great conversation, and even for myself, just going back over it, really digging back into some things and really getting a lot deeper. So I'm excited about it. I hope everyone is really doing the work and having some different conversations. I know my mom is, like, driving to work, and a lot of things I know all of us don't want to share out loud on the call, but definitely find an accountability partner just to be able to share. I just wanted to encourage everyone to be able to do that because some of the conversations that, like, my mom and I have offline about just deeper things in it, and just because we have more time to stay on the phone, like an hour or two with each other, we're really able to dig a little bit deeper and just talk about some things and really understand where things come from and have the opportunity to be a little more vulnerable, because the things that we do talk about in this book, they do make us feel a little vulnerable, Janine, right?
Mm-hmm.
So So I could definitely understand how people can kind of shy away from doing the work or, let's say, talking about it, because I don't read everything that I've written down. I do have the conversation with us all, but I don't read all of it that I've personally written down for the sake of me not snotting and tearing and, you know, all of that on the call. So I just want to definitely encourage us all just to make sure you are reaching out to your support team and definitely being accountable. And let's get the work done, family. So just to recap on some of the things that we talked about last week on our exercises with replacing beliefs. This was definitely something that my mom and I really had an opportunity to be able to talk about, and she actually liked this exercise even for herself as well. And we talked about with this, in column one it said, what is your belief about myself and money? So one of the examples was like making money is greedy. Or like for myself, I said, I'm a single mom and it's hard to make money. And so then we were challenged to change that belief, we're able to change it to what we want to choose it to be, believe. So, like, you can choose to say, I am earning more money because I am worth it. And for myself, I made a personal one. I am earning more money because as a single mom, I have the power to earn more wealth. So, those are some of the things that we were able to work on last week and really start moving past those beliefs that were limiting our behavior before. One thing that I wanted to point out before we get into today's chapter, as Jack Canfield pointed out at the end of our chapter, page 87, he said the words I am are the two most powerful words in the language. The subconscious takes any sentence that starts with those words, Janine, M, and interprets it as a command, a directive to make it happen. So I challenge us again today, on this Friday, October 21st, to be mindful in your directives, in your command of I am. Don't talk about I am feeling broke or I'm broke or I am broke or anything like that. Be mindful of your consciousness. Be mindful of our directives, our subconscious directive, our God conscious directive. Be mindful of it. I just want to really remind us of that and really moving us to a true place of power within our money. So now we're moving on to chapter 5. Yes, and this is step 2. And we're making a decision, y'all. It's time for us to make a decision. Y'all hear me snapping my finger? I can't snap that out, but I'm excited. So this is step 2. It's time for us to make a decision. So I'll read what Robert Schuller had started off. He said, you don't have a problem to solve. You have a decision to make. So here's the thing about money and overcoming under-earning. It's not actually a problem to solve. It's just a decision to make. So that's what we're going to discover today while we're doing our reading and going through chapter 5. So I would love to hear from anyone who's done the reading, how it has impacted you, and some of the steps that you've done to personally make the decision. So what we talked about here in this chapter is, I said, have you made up your mind? Not one of us will ever make more money, Janine, until we explicitly decide that is what we want to do. Barbara said, I saw this with every six-figure woman I spoke to. Her journey to success began with the single, with the second she stated with the utter conviction, it's time to make more money. And I actually highlighted that for myself. I underlined it. I even wrote it in the margins of the book as well. Just really capturing that for myself. Because a lot of times I think we all just stare at something like it's a problem we got to solve and you're always trying to solve something. But it really is just a decision you got to make. We have to always remember, family, that we are God's creation here on earth. We are the manifestation of the God force here on earth. All we have to do is decide to make more money. Decide. It's not a problem that needs to be solved. You have to decide it first. And then from there, other things start to happen and start to move. But we first must decide. So that's why I had wrote it out, because it really did resonate with me. And I felt something spiritually within myself, because I know a lot of times I can look at things like it's a problem to solve or whatever the case may be, overthinking it, right? So it's time for us to stop overanalyzing it, or not thinking about it at all, and just come to the decision, come to a decision that it's time to make more money. So as she continued on in this, she said, closing out in this paragraph, she said, "A decision is a promise that you make to yourself, a declaration of intention that says you are willing to walk through fire to make it happen." Now, come on. We have to really think about this. A decision is a promise that you make to yourself, a declaration of intention that you are willing to walk through fire to make it happen. Our purpose, I highlighted that for myself as well, because I really, 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 I love that, even for myself. Just understanding just the conviction that you must really have when you're making your decision. It's not a weak decision. It's not one of those things, you know, how people, we come up every year, everyone has these New Year's resolutions, and we're like, oh, I'm going to lose 20 pounds or whatever the case may be, but then you're not willing, you're not committed to the process. You're not committed. It's a whimsical. You're not really committed. So this, to me, for me, Deneen, it was like really decide and be committed to that decision. So I decide that I'm going to make more money and really stick to it, stick to my conviction of earning more money, really stick to it, and allow the universe to unfold, allow life to really unfold. It's the same thing with us losing weight. It's the same thing with us doing anything. You just decide. We must first decide. Let's stop playing games. I mean, we really do have the option here to live the life that we totally choose. There's not an outside force that's shaping and molding our lives. If we're here on this line, we truly do believe that we create our own lives. So it's where we start with making a decision to show up in our own lives. So the next thing that I really wanted to point out here is, as we continued on here, is she said, on one hand, it seems possible, right, especially after talking to all the six-figure women. But on the other part, it's saying, oh, sure, dream on. Who the hell are you think could ever operate on that level? Deep down, I truly believe if I do the inner work, the tide will turn. But it will take a miracle. So, again, we're talking about work, the inner work. And so I appreciate her even saying that, because the reality is, it's like we all say those type of things even to ourselves. Like, oh, it sounds cool, I want to commit to it, but who are we really kidding? It's going to be hard. It's going to be this. It's going to be that. But the reality is, once we really do commit and start doing the inner work, the tide does actually turn. So I actually love this part of the chapter, the first paragraphs of it, because it really does resonate even within myself. Just it's time for us to really make the decision, just to grow in earning more money and just being really committed to it. Before I move on to the profit motive, I wanted to make sure, did anyone have anything that they wanted to add in real quick there?
I just wanted to say the one thing that I wanted to reemphasize is the power of a made-up mind. Mm-hmm. You know, Reverend Ike does a whole sermon on how your life will change when you have a made-up mind. It's something different that happens in your molecules when you have a made-up mind. So on that first thing, I put a cross in red, the power of a made-up mind. Are you in your mind? It's your mind. Are you ready to really take your life to another level and make six, seven figures? Are you really ready for a seven-figure salary? But it's in your mind. It's the power of a made-up mind. And I just want to reemphasize how powerful to make the decision that you deserve it and want it and you're going to do it. I just want to just add that.
I love it. I love it. And that's the absolute truth. It really is just having the power, just walking in the power of a made-up mind, family. And that's in everything that we do, honestly. Once your mind is made up, you'll start to really see the synchronicity of life. You'll start to see the miracles everything, it'll attract itself to you because your molecules have vibrated on a different level. So I think that's just super awesome. I think that's just awesome. So moving on to, do you have a profit motive? Making a decision seems means slamming shut all the doors to other options, blocking off the exits, and no matter what happens, keeping toward your destination because anything else is unacceptable. So making less than what you say you want to make is unacceptable, right? So here's the beauty of this step. All you have to do is decide what you want to do and what comes next. And we'll get to doing in the third step. But right now, we're just really just talking about making a decision. You don't need a plan to figure it all out or even believe that it's possible. The single requirement is a conscious commitment that making more money is a top priority, what's otherwise known as profit motive. This isn't the way that under-earners are used to thinking, Janine. It's an embarrassing thing to say that you want more money, one woman admitted. You're supposed to do good things for other people without being concerned about reward for yourself. My dad is like that, and somehow it transferred over to me. And that's what the woman was saying. It may never have occurred to an under-earner to make money a priority. I'll never forget the expression on one woman's face when she exclaimed, "I'm marveling that it's okay to be interested in money." It's not just okay, it's obligatory. So that means it's our obligation. And so this is what I love. This was a real aha for me. So what if your doctor diagnosed you with having a deteriorating condition that could seriously affect the quality of your life as you grew older? No matter how busy you were, Janine, Chastity, any of us, you'd find the time to do whatever it took to recover, right? We would. Now, in truth, that's the prognosis of all under-earners. You have a degenerating condition that will hinder the quality of your life as you age. This was an aha for me, Janine. This paragraph alone was like, I sat and was like, oh, my God, that makes absolute sense. So I want to read it again in case it sparks that fire in someone else. That making more money must be obligatory. So it must be an obligation. So we have to think of it in a parallel way, just like if our doctor diagnosed us with having a deteriorating condition that could seriously affect the quality of our life as we grew older. No matter how busy we were, we would definitely find time to do whatever it took to recover. All of us agree to that. I know it. I hear people talk about health and how much money we put on our health, and that's only because they understand what it's like to actually not have good health. So it's the same thing with our money, family. It's the same thing. So the reality is, in truth, that's the same prognosis for all under-earners. It's the same prognosis. You have a degenerating condition that will hinder the quality of your life as you continue to age. Once you decide to make overcoming under-earning a priority, your whole perspective is likely to change. When you know exactly what you want, it becomes easier to find out what you need to do, and it becomes more clear. A problem that once seemed overwhelming will just be another thing that needs to be handled. It feels so daunting before the class, a woman said about her credit card debt, but somehow paying it down wasn't that hard. I did what I had to do. And from this one decision springs a series of smaller choices. Do you pay down the debt or do you buy a new dress? Do you raise your rate or do you find a reason not to risk? Do you find a better job or do you put up with a low-paying job? Do you listen to the naysayers or stick to your guns? When you have a profit motive, every decision, no matter how tough, becomes clear, whether you do not to put I messed that up. So when you have a profit motive, every decision, no matter how tough, becomes as clear as whether or not to put on your oxygen mask first. Similarly, Kathy Forbes, a dental hygienist turned consultant, she told her, I decided not to get caught up in the stuff that doesn't produce income. Now, this, for me, was another aha, Janine. I'll read it again. Kathy said, I decided not to get caught up in things that does not produce income. I feel guilty that I can't get more time to volunteer work, but I have to look out for me. It's hard, but sometimes you have to make the hard decisions. And so for Chastity, I had to really stop. I had to look at me. Because it went, for me, this went back to the same thing that we talk about on the love journey all the time, Janine, talking about I love myself so I can love you so much. But if I'm not loving and honoring me, Janine, and I'm not loving and honoring me in my money space, how in the heck can I love and honor you? I can't. And the two are synonymous. I can't say that I love me and I'm upset that I'm not able to meet my bills, but I got the time to sit up and volunteer for everybody else and give my time away. And my time is what I need to be more profit conscious, profit motive, and focus on earning more money. So it's not being selfish, family, to say that, you know, we shouldn't volunteer. Yes, absolutely do those things, but absolutely honor yourself first. Because if you don't honor yourself first, family, who will? Who will? We teach the world how to treat us, about how we treat ourselves. So we talk about this all the time. We talk about it during the love. So it's the exact same thing. It's all parallel in how our money shows up in our lives. So where are we not showing up in our own lives and loving on ourselves? We really have to put ourselves first. So I really love that. I just really want to hear, did that resonate with anyone else? Definitely press star 6. Give me some feedback. Talk to me this morning. It's Friday. You know, we only got another week left in this month. And it's definitely time for us to really become more profit conscious of what we're talking about.
We'll talk about the feedback. You know, everything is done in balance. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, you know, I volunteering is something that I do, and I think many of us do. And the point that, you know, I was not taught or trained to receive money or when I do good. In fact, I was trained and taught to say, no, thank you. And those muscles are finally loosening up. And the guilt that come that used to come with when I would, you know, say, oh, thank you, and receive it. I would feel guilty about it. And that is some chains and shackles that I am no longer even associating. But I can certainly remember how limiting those kind of thinking is. I believe that it's time as we become more aware that our level and our ability to be receptive of and our deservability of good really really transfers into the money, how much money we have, how much prosperity we receive, our attitudes, you know, what it is that we expect of ourselves, and knowing that we are deserving. You know, that mindset is a real challenge for us. And belief, anything that anytime I spoke about belief was always in relationship with God, always in relationship with church, always in relationship with something on the external. I am learning, and I am, oh my goodness, getting this power of understanding of just being aware of the under-earning habits that I have been practicing. And habits are something that you're not aware of, But my God, they are there. And as we discover them daily, and we only discover them daily when we're working daily on making a change of our mindset. And this experience here every Friday really helps me to come back to remember the work that I have to do, the work that I have done, and to give appreciation for what it is I've done. I'm growing stronger, and it's important to be appreciative of what progress you make. And don't fear what is revealed about you and your habits. Okay.
That's good. That's good, Mother. That's powerful, powerful. I love that.
You sound like you just had a good piece of chocolate, girl.
Yes, that was good. That was good. That was good. That was good. Because listen, yes, that was really good. It was powerful because it goes back to one of the offline conversations my mom and I all have. Just on how vulnerable you really will feel, you know, as you're pulling back these layers. And I think that's what really stops us from really doing the work, Mother, is the vulnerability or what we discover about ourselves. And then when you discover it, you may feel too overwhelmed, like, then what? You know, and you'll feel like, okay, well, I'm a piece of crap or whatever the case may be. However, the fact that you even had the courage, the fact that we even have the courage to be on this line means that we are more than overcomers. And it's okay to look at it. It's okay to look at whatever we discover about ourselves because truly it's time for the growth, and we will grow, and we will heal from all of it, from our past, and just continue to be better even in our present. So I love that. So, yeah, it resonated me. That resonated with me. I loved it. I loved it because I know how vulnerable this feels. I mean, I've cried and cried and snotted and everything during this book. So that really did resonate with me.
I just want to.
Did anybody have anything else? Go ahead.
I just want to acknowledge. First of all, I want to welcome all our new callers. This is Chastity A. Wells leading us in a book on Millionaire Mind Conversation Cafe. And the book is called Overcoming Under Earning. And I am Janina Ingram, and this is The Love Journey. The one thing I want to stop right here and just honor each and every one of you, especially those who've been on this journey with us. And I just want to say, if I had a glass of champagne, I would toast right now to each and every one of you because it's been such a great journey to watch your mindset grow, flourish, and blossom and expand. I remember when I first started this Millionaire Mind Conversation Cafe and the resistance to the idea of being intentional about our money. People would come on and be like, money not everything, and money this and money. I can't even remember all that stuff, and I don't even want to repeat it. But I'm just so grateful that people are really coming on and saying, you know what, I am really changing my relationship to money. I am really getting intentional. Well, you know, maybe it's not just money. It's where you can reap. No, with just the different conversation that you hear. You remember, Chad, to have that?
Yes, I do. It's refreshing. This is refreshing.
Yes, to see you grow and expand. So I feel like, Biggie, how you living in mansions and bands is giving in to my friends. Some people are like, who is Biggie? Okay, that's what I wanted to say that.
Yes, God. Yes, yes, yes. Yes. Anybody else had anything else that they wanted to add in? Anything that resonated with them? Or if you had an opportunity to read Chapter 5, getting us started with Step 2 of Making the Decision. Anything that resonated that you may have to make a decision on, even for yourself, as we get ready to close out? It looks like we are at the top of the hour. Well, one other thing that I wanted to make sure that
good
I
morning.
Say. Hey, good morning.
Hey, I just wanted to chime in on... Read assessing and deciding on my wealth, and that volunteer thing really stood out when I was lost, not certain of what I was going to do. I knew I had talents and skills, so I would give it away. I would volunteer where they could use my skills, but I was not able to even receive the token gifts they might give me because no, you don't accept gifts from people, and you volunteered. Something was so much a part of me, and I don't know what happened to me, but suddenly I started thinking about, well, shucks, you give away all your time, and you have to fund your volunteerism. So I had to pay for that and everything else. You're not going to have money that way, Claudette. Your intention about this whole thing is just to give away and not to collect your fair share of the wealth you have provided for this volunteer organization. It was changing my thoughts about that whole situation that helped to move me to a state where I am now. I'm intentional about my money. I have an affair coming up today, and I was thinking, boy, I need money. And I started to go to the payday loan and get that money I need, and I stopped myself and thought about what I had been doing. And it came to me, hey, you've been saving money. I had started the practice some time ago, and it was just good to know I had began to take care of myself, didn't have to go to the payday loan. I went to my savings account and got the money out that I needed. But I could also see where I could replace that money back and add something to it with my intention to do differently. So those are my comments about deciding how you're going to put that money on assignment. Thank you.
Amen. Okay. Thank you so much for sharing. That's good.
Mm-hmm.
And what I thought was really powerful in what you said as well. Go ahead. Somebody else has something?
Oh, my bad. I was just going to say, congratulations to my friends, and it's still stupendous.
He's still rapping today.
And
he's going to finish the lyrics off for you.
And so when we talk about volunteerism, the thing that got me is the time in which I volunteer, quote unquote, to my family and the needs that they have, to my church and the requests that they have, and I'm not getting anything in return for that. Now, I do that, and they don't recognize that when I'm doing that, I'm not making money because I can be out here driving a limousine, doing Uber, or anything else, but instead, they need something of me, and I just kind of just drop it and say, okay, I can make that happen for you. But this year was the first year that it kind of whipped back at me in a different way because of the mindset that needs to be readjusted and to move us into the mindset that is necessary for us as well. So in doing that, the Spirit led me to recognize that you can't always say, I can handle that for you, because you're not handling it for yourself. The first order of creation is order. You know, so got to get yourself in order first. And so last week I wanted to share how amazing and powerful this conversation is because you had said, say the first thing that comes to your mind when you think about money. And I jumped right at it, and the first thing came out of my mouth was evil. And I was like, holy mackerel. I couldn't believe it. And I was like, wow, I got a lot of work to do on myself. And I'm ready. I am ready. I got the shovels, the picks, the axe, everything. I'm chopping some stuff down and cleaning the area.
Clear it out, God.
Yes.
I love it. But that's absolutely true. And everything, I love how you even brought that up. In life, everything is about order. It is about order. And even when we look at taking care of ourselves, taking care of our money, which is a representation of ourselves, is order. What really do come first? And it's always us. So making sure we really do take care of ourselves. And I definitely appreciate you even bringing up the money exercise. That might be something that we need to go back over again next week just to start it back off and before we jump back in there as well, because that really was a powerful exercise just to see as we continue to grow, because that does let you know where our subconscious mind is at that moment when we look at it. So I definitely thank you so much for sharing and, you know, having the ability and the courage to even break out your own picks and forks and dig down deep, and let's get to it. Let's get to it. So,
you know, I just want to say, yeah. Okay,
yes,
go ahead, Mama.
Go, Mama. Go ahead. No,
well, I heard King coming back in. So finish your comment, King. Go ahead.
Thank you, Mama Joy. I just wanted to give thanks to each and every one of you for moving into the vibration of what God is doing for us. Because for you to be inspired to make this move, for this book to pop up as it has, when it has, for it to move in our lives as it is, it's nothing but divine operation working itself into us, for us, through us, because we are what God intends us to become, because we're still growing. And that's what life is all about, the expansion. And right now it's time for us to expand in that field of operation to where we got the dollar bills, y'all. For real, that.
Dollar bills, y'all. Dollar bills.
Yes, yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. I just want to thank Brother King. I tell you, yes, I love the just the idea that you're seeing the picks and the shovels. And I mean, honestly, I was not able to honestly complete that exercise because the resistance it began to bother me and it took me back some years as it was peeling back and I had to think about it. I really had to think. And so now I will go back and I will work more on that exercise because questions come to you that were never brought to you or you, it's something new. And when you start asking about, you know, the money and my thoughts, I said, oh, my God, I can remember certain things. And it took me on a journey. But what I am learning from this, and Chastity, Lady Love, I just love you guys and thank you, even for those of you who make comments, is that I've come to the understanding that my consciousness, I must be aware of my consciousness as all the time because my consciousness is working and my subconscious is working even more harder on that which has been than I'm conscious of. So I'm constantly in the scrub tub working on how I interpret all of my experiences. I do not allow any negative thing to impact me. I feel something in me saying, no, I'm not going to accept this negative because I realize that even these things which are not like I want to be, I change that energy and I see I make it a benefit for me. I make it beneficial for me. And I'm standing. I'm learning to stand solidly to count in joy. I'm learning to say it's okay to sometimes just shut away and be still and to remind myself that I'm a child of the living God, that I deserve prosperity. I give thanks to my mother and my father for what they did do and what they did not do, because whatever I felt that should have been done, I know God made it possible. Otherwise, I wouldn't be here today. So I give thanks for even being aware that whatever mindset that I have, I'm responsible, baby doll. I'm responsible. Get the picks and the shovels out and dig for your glory and the gold that dwells within, because it's there and it does nothing more than make you stronger. Come on here. I got to remind myself who I am. And my golden pot is right here waking if I make the choice and don't fear having it. Like, I know it feels good. I mean, oh, shucks. I'm going on some house huntings and house things just so I can just smell prosperity and be in the midst of great things. Come on here and say, yeah. I've been listening to Reverend Ike, too. We got to smell it, taste it, and thirst for it. We deserve it. Oh, Jesus. Yes, yes, yes.
Yes, God. I love it. I love it. That was so power-packed. That was so power-packed. One thing that I just want to add, piggyback on what you even said, we definitely do have the ability, and just, number one, forgiving what our parents did or did not do, because truly that's over. It's in the past, right? And the only way that the past continues to exist is because you choose to bring it to your present by reliving it, by remembering it. So we have the option, family, to in this present moment decide, make a decision on the life that you desire to live. Make a decision. I also love, Mama Joy, how you even just talked about just going house hunting. You don't have to close on the house today, but just go. Look at the possibilities. Put those images in your mind. I do it. Me and my daughter will just go and look at huge, beautiful homes. And my mama will tell you, I'm like, oh, my God. And, you know, and I know sometimes people may look like, girl, you are crazy as all the ditches. But what it has always been able to inspire me to do is, number one, see more than just what's around me. And number two, just continue to encourage my heart. Even in spite of, just continue on. And it's those images that propel me, being around higher vibrations, looking at communities, imagining myself there, imagining myself in just different ways, and allowing my daughter to speak it into life as well. So I love that. That's what I love about these books. I love about this opportunity for us all to be here. And just going back to the last comment, too, right before King, I forgot. Sister Claudette, what you were saying, I commend you even when mm-hmm. you were talking about the payday loan. That resonated with me because that's something that a lot of people struggle with, right? However, the power in what you said that resonated for me is we have the option, right? The first thing that always happens, like we start putting stuff in place, right? So you had already started saving money, doing what you needed to do. And that's parallel to even, let's say, we've been losing weight, eating our salads, working out, or whatever the case may be. And so soon as you feel like a small crisis is about to appear, the mind will trick you. It will try to trick you, right? And so yours tried to say, oh, let's run to a payday loan spot real quick. But then you remembered as you calmed and centered yourself, no, I got this. I've already prepared for it. I've been saving money. So I honor you, my sister. I honor you in doing the work. I honor you in just preparing and just doing your deal. I just honor you in that because I understand how crippling those payday loans are. I realize that so many people in the working class are crippled and bound like shackles and chains from those. So I understand truly how hard that is to come from that. And really start moving into a space of not only paying bills and doing what you need to do, but now saving money. So I say, and I just honor you for that. I really wanted to give you just so much praise for that. I really honor you in that because that's big. That's big, and I really want you to know that I honor you in that. Did anybody else have anything else before we wrapped up? All right. This was definitely a great conversation for us all here. It's always so much meaty information and I'm always able to take away from here. I'm really excited listening to you all and just the growth, the process in us all, even hearing in myself, listening to you all as well as we continue this journey together in life, doing our Millionaire Conversation Cafe. So, Janine, thank you so much for this opportunity to be able to serve in this capacity. My name is Chastity A. Wells. I am a licensed insurance agent, and I'm able to assist you with any questions that you may have or when you are actually ready to purchase a policy for you and your family. Definitely, you have to have a policy outside of your job to make sure that you and your family are absolutely protected. Most people are only staying on their jobs between 3 to 5 years, and I know there are people who are preparing to retire, like my mom. However, for the most of us who are, you know, not as seasoned in the marketplace, the flexibility and the mobility is still there. So definitely make sure you have something outside of the marketplace to ensure that your family is still able to meet your forecasted goals, because there's really no point in us doing these type of calls if you do not set up the proper protection to make sure that your legacy is protected. You're able to reach me directly at 614-230-6600. Again, my direct contact number is 614-230-6600. You're also able to reach me via my website as well, which is ChastityAWells.com. Again, it's ChastityAWells.com. I thank you again, Janine, love journey, for the time that we did share. I always walk away with so much to think about and just impact even in on my life as well. So I love you all, and thank you again for this opportunity. Thank you, Janine.
All right. Thank you, Chastity. I agree with Chastity. What a great conversation. What a great conversation. All right, family, tonight is the first, I don't know why I keep saying first, but it's the anniversary of our beautiful sister, Queen Hostess with the Mostest event at the Arts Center tonight. Queen, you want to come in and give us more information on the time to be there, what's going to happen tonight at Cider Enterprises, Sister Home?
Yes, I would. My family has to know about it. I'm so excited, you guys. I tell you, these 4 years have zoomed by, but I thank God for the progress to the point where tonight I'm having a real author's appreciation ceremony. Those who've been following the book club conference calls over the last 3 years know that I've had some great people who've just really given me their time and their story, and I'm proud that tonight we can really commemorate this past season's authors. And we're going to do it for 1 hour at the Stony Island Arts Bank here in Chicago. That address is 6760 South Stony Island Avenue. Again, it's 6760 South Stony Island Avenue. And the celebration is 1 hour. So bring your cocktail minds over, bring your fun mind over, and come celebrate with the Cider Enterprises Book Club Conference Call tonight, our anniversary. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Thank you. I think tonight is Love, Sex, and Nutrition. I get confused on what night is Love, Sex, and Nutrition now. But I think it's tonight. If it is, Queen Z, can you come in and tell us the number?
All right. Let's see. She's still on.
Okay. It takes me a minute to unmute. Good morning, Queen. Good morning. Oh, thank you, Janine. Yes, so tonight is Let's Talk Love, Sex, and Nutrition, and we are going to be blessed tonight because we are going to have some self-love massage with our very own Bonnie. Bonnie is a massage therapist, and she's going to actually take us through how to do self-massage. So I invite the family to come out, 7:30 Eastern Standard Time. We're asking everybody to be prepared ahead of time, have a nice bath, have your skin feeling nice and soft,
get yourself in a good place and have some delicious massage oil with you so that you can pamper yourself and learn wonderful techniques about self-massage, how to help you with if you got headaches or just stress and tension from the day, or just to take care of your body in the most delicious and wonderful way through self-massage. And, of course, if you have a partner, it's always good to include your partner in the experience. So you can join us tonight at 646-929-0630, 646-929-0630. And come on out and enjoy. You can always look up on Facebook as well, Love, Sex, and Nutrition, to get more information. Facebook, Love, Sex, and Nutrition. Thank you, Janine. And I know y'all are going to be celebrating with Queen Claudette tonight, so you won't be able to join in, but you can always go back and listen to it up on Blog Talk Radio. So, Claudette, love you so much. Congratulations. And you guys have a wonderful time tonight. I'm sending it back to you, Queen. God bless you. Love you.
All right. Self-massage. All right. I won't tell you what was on my mind when she was talking self-massage, but that's another story for another day. All right, y'all. Thank you for tuning in to the Love Journey. And if you have any questions, comments, concerns, and you are on Blog Talk Radio, and I guess we family, I just want to tell you, those on Blog Talk Radio, if you had a question, we didn't honor you today. We apologize. Well, I apologize profusely for not paying attention to the Blog Talk side. And so next week, we make sure we honor you first so we can make sure we get your questions in. I truly, truly apologize for not bringing in the Blog Talk family who had a question. All right. Just want to remind you tonight, today, that this morning, that your life really is a gift from God. And I'll tell you, meeting with this millionaire on Wednesday, just interesting how when you meet with people and just the simple things that they bring to you about bringing money, he said, forgive everything and money will chase you. He said, heal your heart and you would never have to work for a dime again in your life. I'm like, well, somebody just told me that long time ago. What am I holding on to? I want all the money to chase me. No, seriously. He said, forgive everything. Heal your heart and money will chase you. He said, forgiveness is the foundation of maintaining and keeping wealth in your experience. I'm like, well, go ahead on, under 40, Mr. Johnny. Fine self. I wanted to say, you married? I'm just being silly, but he was really an amazing guy. And I'm just really excited because that was really a powerful, in all seriousness, it was really powerful to my heart to hear. Forgive everything, and money will chase you and overtake you. So as we move through this day, I want to remind you, family, you are responsible for your own life. You get to make a decision. I really like that thought that Chastity put in our mind today. You get to decide today because there's power in a made-up mind, family, and you can win just by having a different mindset. So today I want to remind you that your life really is a gift. But what you do with your life determines the gift that you give back to God. So as you move through the day today, remember you are who you say you are, who you believe you are, who you made up your mind to be. Dr. Michael Beckwith said you can speak to your prosperity. You can speak to love. You can speak to the situations. He said, then speak to it. Speak to this money. Speak to your life, family, because you got the power to choose. And love is really your only choice. There's no other choice. And I want you to remember, not just dream, but live your God-sized dream, family. People are doing it every day. This is the first time in the history of
of the world that we have so many millionaires that's under 30 and under 40. That is such a cool thing. I'm so excited to know that our young people are really getting that thing together. If they can do it, we can do it, family. And so as you listen to You Will Win, I want you to think about it. How will you leave your legacy? And it's not just that I want you to think about it in terms of money, but I want you to think about it in terms of your relationship and how you choose to relate to your money. Whether you make a million, a billion, 100,000 a year, whatever you decide, it's your choice. But how you relate, it determines the legacy that you will live, that you will leave. And so today, remember, you get to choose that. You will win.
I'm not coach right now. I'm your conscience. You're in a fight between will and skill. I say will first because that's where you are. You locked and loaded with skill. You practicing every day. You putting in your work. You buying everything. You making the investment. You living your dream. You walking like your dream. You're surrounding yourself around your dream. You got mentors every day. You putting your work in. You got your skill. Now it's a test of your will. It's a mindset thing you in right now. It's a mindset thing. Because your challenge ain't moving. Your mountain is not moving. You don't feel like you're making any progress. You're not physically moving when you see everything else around you and other people around you moving. You're not making progress. You're in the test of your will right now. Because life says it has a little more test for you. It's no different because we've messed up, because you fell off the wagon. You've been on alcohol and drugs, and you gave up on life, and you dropped out, or you've been to jail one time, two times, three times, and you really want your dream to happen, and you're putting in your work, and nothing's happening yet.
Every transformation always gets worse before it gets better. It's supposed to be that way. When you embark this journey, you must know that it's going to go down before it comes up. But when it comes up, it's going to go so much higher than you've ever been.
The action of making progress is progress. The push itself, the fight, you get up and swing and miss, that's progress. You get up and you run at what you want with everything you got and you miss, that's progress. The effort of making the attempt is progress. It must happen. It can't do anything but move. You can do anything but make progress. You're pushing, and you're pushing, and you're pushing, and you're pushing, and you're doing everything right. You're tired, you're exhausted, and ain't nothing happening yet. That word is what you're waiting for. Yet. Because I promise you, if you keep pushing, if you keep giving me all your effort, it will happen.
You have to be equipped mentally to endure this process. Knowing what you're about to go into is step one. Knowing it's an uphill battle, but a winnable one and one that's achievable. And at the end of this race, guys, you're going to be more capable. The first step, guys, is knowing it's a tough road.
As soon as you decide to stop looking for answers in other people and miracles somewhere down the yellow brick road and click the heels of your mind and set your affections on things that are above, you could have been free years ago. All jealousy, all pettiness, all unforgiveness, all strife, all malice, all confusion, all blaming other people for your mistake. You got till midnight to get rid of every poison that's hindering you, every inflexibility that's stopping you from what God is about to pour into your life. Woe be unto you if you go into another year and waste another year with the old mentality while somebody's in the hospital begging God for the opportunity that you have right now. You better step into this moment.
He said, you better step into this moment. All right. You can't go into another year doing the same math that expecting a different result. Family, you want something different, you got to do something different. You hear me? If you want something different, you got to do something different. And when you do, it'll be so good you won't be able to keep it to yourself. Tony. Family, have a great, phenomenal weekend. Don't forget, tonight is Love, Sex, and Nutrition. Don't forget, Cider Enterprises, Sunday, Manifestation Destination Prayer Line. Don't forget, with our very own Carla LaVoe Hawkins, don't forget she got a new book, Mama Never Told You. Check her out, 708-878-1633. I think that's right. If not, call me, 773-447-5591. Love you much, Tony, Tony, Tony.
Oh, come on, baby. Please, please, come on. I'm going to tell somebody. Come on. We could have did it by now. Come on. Come on.
Thank you.
right. You've been tuned in to the Love Journey. I am Janine Ingram, and this was another episode of the Millionaire Mind Conversation Cafe with Chastity A. Wells as the co-host. We have been reading Overcoming, Under-Earning by Barbara Stanley. Don't forget to get your book. Don't forget to get your book. Invest in this book. It's one of the one books that make you think about your own relationship to your money. Are you underestimating your worth? Let's talk about that, family. Let's think about that when you read this book. All right, family, have a great, powerful, amazing, wonderful, filled, love-filled day, love-filled weekend, and maybe I might see you tonight, but if not, I'll check you out on Monday morning. Yes, on Lifestyle of the Rich and Not So Famous, right here on the Love Journey, family. I'm loving it, loving it, loving it, and I love you. Have a great day. All right.